Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Sunday, everyone. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. It is Sunday, November 2nd, and we are broadcasting from the beautiful city of Atlanta. It has been a gorgeous day here. It started off this morning a little cool, but the temperature got up to about 70 perfect degrees. It's just been absolutely gorgeous for a first Sunday in November. And, of course, I hope it's been a beautiful day wherever you're listening to as well. Now, today's topic is etiquette at the polls. Wow, is there such a thing? Absolutely. We are so excited. We are going to talk about etiquette at the polls. It's such an exciting and historical time to be an American, and this is just, it's just a phenomenal time. Now, of course, I want to invite you to call in with your comments, and our call-in number is area code 347-324-3295. 347-324-3295, or you may email us at info@pagesetiquette.com. That's info@pagesetiquette.com. Now, I'd also like to just say hello to our co-host, Denise. Are you there?
Good evening, Donna. How are you today?
I am well. I am so excited about our topic. How are you?
I'm doing well. Like you said, a beautiful day today. Wow.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm just so excited to talk about etiquette at the poll. And, of course, we want to hear from you out there. If you've already voted, we want you to share your experience or your stories, your observations, just whatever you want to share with us this evening. And, of course, if you have not and you are voting on Super Tuesday, we want to help make your historical voting day a polite and successful one. So, yes, we do have a plan to be able to assist you in making sure that that happens. Now, Denise, I know you voted already, correct?
I sure did, Donna, about a month ago, and I voted on a Wednesday around noon.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful day, much like today. I went in, and I thought it would take about 30 minutes. I was in and out within 15 minutes, so it
wow.
was wonderful. The lines moved smoothly. I didn't have any problems with the computers or the voting machines, and I will say that the poll workers were very thorough. They worked the crowd. They came out and they handed out all of the necessary paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
You had a chance to fill it out, and the line just moved very smoothly. Now, a month ago, yes, that was quite exciting for me because I feared coming to the polls on Super Tuesday
mm-hmm.
and having a line that was backed up, because previously I had that issue where when you got to the computer part of it, the lines would back up a little bit. So I didn't want to be in line with everybody 7 or 8 hours during this historic time.
Well, wow, I take my hat off to you, because I must admit, I have always had reservations about early voting. I would think, okay,
mm-hmm.
where are those votes going? Where are they being
mm-hmm.
held? But after seeing, you know, in the media all the lines and hearing about, you know, all the things that were going on, I actually went and voted last Wednesday.
Wonderful.
And so I'm excited that that is out of the way. It took just under 2 hours, so it really wasn't bad. But I'll talk about that, that story, because I have a quick little really interesting story to tell about a little boy that was 5 years of age that I talked to there. So it was really interesting. But, you know, being so excited, I forgot. Let me say hello to all the new listeners. And, of course, we always want to talk about, just for a quick second, about the origin of etiquette. And, of course, the show title is What is Etiquette Anyway? Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And, of course, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So I always say, you know, if you have good etiquette, you have the ticket to society. Now, we're going to quickly move along. Our switchboard is lit up as I thought it would be, and we are going to go, and we're going to start. Let's see what we have here. Hello, caller, can you hear me? 0605 is the last four digits. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you this evening?
Oh, I am just so excited. I am extremely excited about our topic. And if you would, tell us, you know, who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm Hattie Andrews, and I'm calling from Ellenwood, Georgia.
Great, great. I know you've called us before. Always so wonderful to hear from you. Have you voted already?
I sure did.
Well, tell us about your experience.
Well, I went about a month ago also, like Denise. And it took about an hour. I was surprised because when I got there, the line was, like, really long. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, it's going to take forever. But they assured us it would take about 45 minutes, an hour, and it really did because the lines just kept moving.
Mm-hmm.
So that was exciting. And I was really, after I voted, I felt so, what's the word?
Kind of liberated.
Yeah, I felt kind of welled up a little bit, like, man, I can't believe I'm doing this, and this is happening, and I'm a part of it, and I'm excited. It was really, really good to do it. I was really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to talk about, I think this is a good time to phone etiquette is a good time to use at the poll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you know you can't, I think a lot of people assume that you're African-American, that you're voting for Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I think that when you're on the phone, you're speaking loudly, you know, to whoever, you should be kind of, you know, watch what you're saying because you could be offending someone.
Mm-hmm.
So I witnessed that, and I was, you know, I know the person that was doing it probably wasn't aware.
Sure.
That the people that were around them, you know, could possibly be offended and didn't want to say anything because they don't want to start some stuff. So
certainly.
I was thinking if it was me, how I would feel if I wasn't, you know.
Sure.
So I think this is a perfect time to kind of practice the phone etiquette as well.
Sure. Also, I do recall seeing notices that were placed that said, you know, please turn off your cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did see that. So that's a great tip and pointer. Thank you so much for that. We are going to go to our next caller as well. Extension 3632 is the last of four digits. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi there. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing well. If you would, just tell us your name and where you're calling from, if you don't mind.
It's Demetrius Leeks, caller from Covington, Georgia.
Okay. Well, welcome. You're a first-time caller?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, welcome. Have you voted already?
Yes, I voted Friday.
Okay. How long was your process?
It was a good 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of late, but I was up early, but I was kind of late.
Mm-hmm.
And the lines moved, though. They really did. And, well, there was no problems with the other people or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty good.
Okay, great. So how did you feel? How did you feel even during the time that you were waiting and the time after you voted?
Oh, I was cold while I was waiting.
So you were outside?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it was kind of cold. And I mean, it was nothing wrong because I was fine.
Mhm. Mhm. Wow, great, great. And you would say that when I went, I had, of course, last week, the early part of the week was really pretty cool outside. So I said, well, I'm going to make sure I prepare. So what I did is I had a sweater on. I had my leather coat over my sweater. I had another shirt underneath, and then I had my hat.
And I was just, I was ready. You know, I was ready if I needed to stand out 3 or 4 hours, you know, in the cold, then, you know, I was going to be comfortable and not complaining. So not realizing where I went to vote, everything was pretty much on the inside. So quite naturally, at one point, I felt like I was going to faint because I was so hot. So the guy that was standing behind me, I asked him if he would just kind of hold my place for a minute while I went to the restroom. I said, I have to kind of take some of these layers off. But I was prepared. but you know, luckily enough, I didn't have to stand outside in this particular location. But but I certainly thank you so much for calling and sharing that with us. And we'll certainly invite you to call us back again.
All right, I will.
All right. Thanks again. Have a wonderful evening.
And yourself.
Thank you.
All right.
Donna, it's so wonderful to hear people who are in line and, you know, standing out there and waiting. And after they vote, it's like, wow, I'm participating in this big moment in American history. I love that.
It is so exciting. It really, really is exciting. Let's see. Let's go to another caller. Let's see, last extension 1624. Caller, can you hear me?
Hello, hi.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm fine. My name is Lanise. I'm calling from Ohio. I spoke with you ladies last week as far as my job. But I do really want to talk about voting as well. I did get wrote up. She didn't take it too well when I told her if I need to recap, it wasn't good. It didn't smell well at all. And she did write me up. She felt as if I was being insubordinate or whatever. She came up with her own things, and I did it as politely as I possibly could have.
Let's do a recap for those, because I'm sure we have new listeners that are not quite sure what took place on last week. So if you want to recap, you know, what the situation was, and so everybody is able to follow.
I actually got hired probably a couple of months ago as a CSR, and that's a customer service rep. And we do not have an HR department. Of course, it's just the agent. And her breath was very, very, very bad. I mean, you could smell it from her desk to mine. It was bad when she opened her mouth. I knew it was open, and that's horrible. And I didn't know how to approach her. I tried to offer her gum. I tried to do, you know, different things of nature. When I spoke to you guys, you said politely speak with her. And I was kind of afraid that I would lose my job, but I didn't. She didn't take it well. You know, I told her if I could speak with her, and, of course, I didn't do it in front of the other young lady, which the other young lady was very happy I did. But I didn't do it in front of her, and she wrote me up. And, is you know, the reason why I am excited is because I still have a job, for one. And for two, she really has done something about it. She didn't come into work last week for 2 days. So I'm thinking she was at the dentist. Or something, you know. So
but it did It did go well, right?
Right. It did well.
Great, because we were talking about it's not really what you say, it's how you say it when you try to address someone. So I'm glad to hear that. And to
I appreciate you, ladies.
Thank you so much. And so give us your voting experience.
Oh,
if
God.
You voted, or if you're getting ready to vote.
Oh, hon, I voted. I stood out there for quite some time. As I said, I'm in Ohio. It seems to be moving pretty, you know, quickly down there. And I stood there, and I had my snack pack with me, and I had my lunch box. I had everything, David. I had my thermos.
Sure.
And when I went in there and I voted and I came out, it was like, bam! Oh,
wow.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the way it was, I was like, bam! I was like, oh, my goodness, I was so excited because you know this is the best election ever. I mean, this is awesome.
Oh,
and it just makes you feel all cozy inside. So I was like, this is so awesome.
Yeah.
So I can't explain it any more than that. I thank you guys. I know you guys have more callers calling in. I know, look, I'm dismissing myself because I'll take up all your time, and I apologize.
That
was great.
Just so excited that you did call in and that you've had a great experience in Ohio as well. And for the listeners out there, so that you're not confused, she actually said BAM, which is B-A-M, and not
yes.
may have thought she had said. So just for clarification purposes,
right?
You know, B-A-M.
I apologize.
Like BAM,
BAM,
BAM, if you
BAM,
watch
BAM.
Flintstones, right?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. No, I did not curse.
For clarification purposes, especially since this is an etiquette show.
Yes, no, I do not curse. I would never do that. But I thank you, ladies, very much.
And thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for that.
And it's great to know. And I think this is something that a lot of people are having. You know, they may be having difficulty actually articulating because it is such a phenomenal experience. So we do understand, you know, what you're going through. But we are going to go ahead and pick up our next call. You're welcome to stay on if you'd like. And
thank you.
We're going to go ahead and pick up our next caller, extension 3632. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway. Hello? Hello, caller?
Hello?
Hi, caller. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. Can you tell everyone your name and where you're calling from, if you don't mind?
Patsy Springs, Melville, Georgia.
All right. Welcome, Patsy, and say hello to Denise.
Hello, Denise.
Hi, Patsy. How are you?
I'm
and
good.
What was your voting experience like? Have you voted yet?
I voted early.
Very good.
A little over a month ago. It was very exciting, especially for such a historic occasion.
Mm-hmm.
I felt real, real good. I was in line for probably 30 minutes. And it went real, real smooth, really great. Enjoyed it and just ready for it all to be over now.
Yes. Yes, that's great.
But I'm glad I did it early because of what's coming up, but I just know you're going to give some people some advice on these long lines that are yet to come because they're really going to need some patience.
Sure. Do you think, Denise and I were discussing this a little earlier. I think that since so many people voted early, I think there's a chance that the lines may not be as long as what has been anticipated because so many people already went out. What do you think about that?
Several people are saying that, but I think it's going to be just as bad.
I think so, too. I disagree.
Me too, because I think you got so many people, more registered voters.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe that's wishful thinking for those who have to go out on Tuesday. But it was just amazing, even when I went out on last Wednesday, to see so many people out. And then as you walk around and you see all these people with their I voted stickers on, it's an incredible time to be an American. It really is.
It does. It makes you feel real good.
Yes, absolutely. And I know I spoke with some people who were saying that, you know, it's the first time they've voted or it's the first time they've voted in years. And it was just great. And me, I vote for everything that comes along. So I've just always done that. Some things people say, oh, they had an election for that? Yes. But what is most important now is everyone is certainly going out to vote. And that's just phenomenal experience. And we're going to let's pull another caller, and then we're going to try to go to some of the tips to make sure that we do that so that we don't run out of time. Thank you so much, callers, for your patience and holding on.
Oh, thank you.
And,
thank you for your show.
Oh, Patsy, thank you so much. And please do call us again.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Have a great evening.
You too.
Okay, extension 1856.
Hello.
Hello. Caller, hi. How are you? Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. Have you voted?
Yes, I have.
And tell
this
us
is my first.
Tell us about your experience.
It was frightening.
Mm-hmm.
It was frightening, like absolutely terrifying. This is my first year voting, and I was so ecstatic. Me and my friend went to go vote.
Mm-hmm.
We were in line for 3 hours.
Okay.
Then they separated us in the building, and we had to go into the basement to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And someone that was there to vote, he had on a McCain T-shirt, and they actually beat him up inside of where we were voting.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. about five or six of them just were kicking him. It was so terrifying my first time voting. But after I voted, 3 hours later, I felt good because I feel that the best choice will be president. But it was absolutely terrifying.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, that is incredible. Mm. You know, we want to hear all the stories, and, you know, the majority of the ones we've heard have been exciting and positive, but we certainly want to, you know, keep it real as well. Because
what state are you in?
I'm in Ohio. I voted downtown Cleveland.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. That's one of those. Yeah.
Mm, well, thank you so much for sharing that. And do you happen to know the condition of the person who was the victim?
I know that police came, ambulance came. I believe he was unconscious because he wasn't moving. He was just laying there.
Wow. Wow, that is just, that's terrible. That is so unfortunate.
Yeah, that is.
But thank you so much for sharing. And this being your first time ever voting, I'm sure you did have mixed feelings after, you know, seeing something like that happen. But then afterwards, you know, kind of exhaling to know that you are, you know, you've exercised your right to vote. So that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your call. Please do call us back again, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Wow, Donna, that voting experience, those guys broke all of the etiquette rules.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Now, I know that, you know, they're saying that do not go to the polls with any of your paraphernalia on,
right,
Obama or McCain. But that just, you know, took a whole step, you know, farther with all of that. That is interesting. What I want to talk about really quickly is, let's talk about preparation, because preparation is so important. For those of you who have not gone to vote as of yet, preparation is key. Now, you will probably be in line for hours, so, you know, the suggestion is just prepare to be in line for maybe 4 or 5 hours. And what you want to do is make sure you remember to take your identification. You want to take a book, magazine, newspaper, some work to do, or journal, or something with you, so that you have an opportunity to pass time along, and just expect to wait. Now, if you go and you expect to wait 4 or 5 hours, and you know you actually get out in 3, then wow, look at the bonus hours you've actually, you know, have gotten, and just simply be grateful for the extra hours or minutes that you got out prior to. And a lot of times you want to make sure that just, you know, do everything you need to do before you go, because anytime you're rushed or you're feeling stressed, you're going to lose your patience and you're not going to be courteous. It's just not going to happen at all. So you want to definitely, you know, you want to prepare before you go. Depending on where you are, if it's cold, then you want to do what I did, and you want to layer to prepare if you know you're going to have to stand out in the cold. Now, I prepared for that and didn't have to, but I was able to peel layers off because, of course, you know, if you're outside and you're shivering and you're cold and you're going to have an attitude as well. I mean, even though it's an historical time and we all are excited, then, you know, the least little thing, you know, if you're uncomfortable while you're having to wait, it's just something usually, you know, happens when you have to wait. Isn't that right, Denise?
That is right. You know, something else, make sure you wear comfortable shoes.
Absolutely.
If you can, take a chair or, you know, something to sit on. I know a lot of people can't stand for long periods of time.
Right.
And standing up when you're not used to it can make tempers flare as well.
Mm-hmm.
Take some water or some fruit or something to keep you hydrated and in a great mood.
Mm-hmm. And also I want to say, when you go in there, greet the poll workers with a smile. Don't go in like, oh, man, there's 800 people in this line. I got to stand here. And, you know, so, you know, just smile at them. You want to greet them with a smile, you know, say hello. And because we have to remember, this is a very challenging and stressful time for them. So, you know, make sure that you are cooperative with the procedures that they have in place. And I know where I went to vote, I mean, they just had those procedures down. It was so smooth. They were so organized. I was just so impressed. And, you know, so be cooperative and really avoid complaining. Just avoid complaining, because some of the complaints I heard when I was there, I know this one lady was walking in. She's like, oh, man, all these people here, this is crazy. No, it's not crazy. If it's crazy, it's a good crazy.
Wonderful.
So I told her, I said, remember, I said, you know, you're only talking about standing for a few hours, and look at what our forefathers did, what they went through, not just standing, but, you know, marching and getting beat and all those things. So that kind of pulls you back into the perspective of where you're supposed to be. You know, it's a historical times, and of course, if you don't have a book or anything, use this time to network. You know, meet people, exchange stories, ask other voters. You know, if this is your first time voting, it's really exciting to kind of just, you know, to talk to some of the people. I know when I walked in, everybody was kind of stoic looking and just really serious, and I'm thinking, okay, let's smile, and you know, so I turn around and just start talking to people and asking them if it's their first time voting and how they feel and things like that. So this one little boy, he just really captured my attention. He was standing behind me with his mom, and I overheard him talking. And what he said, well, he was 5 years old. He was just a cute little boy. He was 5 years old, and he said, I'm not voting for McCain. I said, oh, you're not. I said, who are you voting for? He said, I can't tell you. So I said, okay. I said, well, you told me who you're not voting for. You can't tell me who you are voting for. He said, no, I can't tell you. And I'm not voting for that girl. And I said, oh, wait a minute. I said, that girl or a girl? And he said, that girl. I said, okay, I just want to make sure, since I'm a girl, I might get a little offended. But he was cute enough. He was so interesting. And so I spoke with him and his mom for a while, and then I pulled out some paper and let him draw some pictures, because he started getting restless, and we were there just under 2 hours. But keep in mind, for those of you who are concerned about standing in line, remember, some of us have stood in line at the mall after Thanksgiving sale, sound familiar, you know, camped out overnight for video games, sporting event tickets, concert tickets. Come on now. So this is nothing in comparison to that. And just, you know, be courteous and patient. But it all starts with being prepared before you go out. Well, let me say thank you to all the callers that called in. Callers, I am so sorry that we did not have an opportunity to get to the rest of you. I do apologize. I knew this would be an exciting show and we would have quite a bit of feedback. Denise, we weren't able to touch any of the emails.
Right.
And I apologize for that. But, of course, it's just a wonderful day on next Tuesday. Phenomenal. Thank you to those who have already gone out to vote. And you're going to have a good time when you go out on Tuesday if you haven't voted as of yet. But I always like to say, you know, in closing, to remember the first rule of etiquette is the golden rule. And, of course, you probably learned that in Sunday school, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, or treat others the way you want to be treated. And I always like to remind you to feel good about yourself, be considerate of others, and just simply be the best that you can be. And please make sure that you at least perform one random act of kindness a day. At least one random act of kindness a day. And then before you know it, you'll just be performing random acts of kindness all the time. Let me thank you again for tuning into What is Etiquette Anyway, and be sure to join us next week. Good night. Take care. And remember, please remember to vote and to take your good etiquette to the polls. Thanks again, and we'll look forward to speaking with you on next week. Again, take care. and God bless. Good night.